Hey, turn with us, please. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. I'll be real brief in what I do. I will be respectful of your time, but I do want to remind you this is the Lord's Day. So we've met to worship the Lord on the Lord's Day. It is Mother's Day 2022. Happy Mother's Day to all you ladies today. What a gift that God has treasured you with. And I'm thankful that we still have the Word of God in this day and this hour. I'd like to preach on one little thought. Do you want preaching this morning? Whether you want it or not, I'm going to preach it. That wouldn't have changed me preaching or not. But I hope you do want something from the Word today. I want to read a text, real short text. Look in verse 57. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. Then I'm going to give you a little background of the text and preach, and I'll be finished. Now Elizabeth's full time came. She should be delivered, and look what happened. She brought forth a son. Her neighbors and her cousins, what about that, heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her. They rejoiced with her. Came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, "Not so. But he shall be called John." You may be seated this morning. I want to preach on this simple subject today, on a mother that'll say not so. A mother that will say not so. Now watch about this godly lady. First of all, we see in verse number 6 of Luke 1. A mother that will say not so. I'm glad I had a mother say not so. Somebody say amen this morning. Oh, I'm glad she'd say no. And so, in Luke's Gospel 1, we find something in verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias. The course of Abia and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous, watch that, before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child because Elizabeth was barren. They both were now well stricken in years. Mother that will say no. First of all, Elizabeth was a godly woman. Look in verse 6. The Bible said that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Here's our phrase, blameless. Blameless. Here was a married couple that were walking according to the treasures of the Lord. They had great discipline. They had great duty. And they had great determinations. They were united to God and one another. You'll notice she was a goodly woman. She was blameless. She walked according to the ordinances and the Word. But not only was she blameless, you'll look in the next verse 7. She was barren. They had no child. Because Elizabeth was barren, they both were now, watch, well stricken in years. They're on up in age. God had seen fit to withhold from the womb of Elizabeth a child. We find that they were blameless. They were barren. You know, all through the Bible, there have been many ladies that could not have a child. God chose in the later years of their life to give them the fruit of her womb of a child. And so we are reminded about Sarah and Isaac. We are reminded about Rebekah and Jacob, Rachel and Joseph, then about Hannah and Samuel. But here this goodly woman, she was blameless. She was barren, but look in verse number 8. She becomes blessed. It came to pass that while he executed the priest's office, her husband, Zacharias, that according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went in the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of the incense. When Zacharias saw him, he was troubled. Fear fell on him. And the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias." Underline this, "For thy prayer is heard." I'm glad God still hears our prayer this morning. "Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. Thou shalt call his name John." Underline that. I want to deal with it in a moment. "His name shall be called John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness. Many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to make a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said unto him what many of us would probably say, "Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife well stricken in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak unto the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. Now watch your Bibles. The Bible said it came to pass that as soon as the days of ministration were accomplished, or his duties was done in the tabernacle, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." She was a godly woman, but she was also in her mind, I want to say something. She was wondering what God was doing. In her old age, Zacharias and Elizabeth was on up in years. Zacharias was a priest under the ordinances and the law of God. He would do the sacrifices for the people. Weekly he would go in and work around the temple. He prayed and no doubt asked God for a child. I wonder when's the last time you prayed and asked God for something that you really needed. And by the way, God answered his prayer. I don't know how long he'd been praying this, but we know he's an older man now. Elizabeth is well stricken in years, and God hears his prayer. I'm glad God still hears the prayers of his children. You know, the devil would have you to give up on praying. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven that hears our prayers. And so she's a goodly woman. She's blameless. She's barren. But she's blessed. The Bible picks up now. Verse 24. "And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months." Secondly, not only was she a godly woman, she was a gifted woman. You'll notice in verse 34, she was gifted by family. She is cousin to Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus. Now, through this passage, you'll notice something happens. The story quits speaking of Zacharias and Elizabeth, but now it goes to Mary. She's conceived of the Holy Ghost. The Christ child is soon to be born. And the Bible tells us that in verse 34, the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come up on thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Talking to Mary. Now watch. "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren." She was a gifted woman. First of all, she is gifted because of her family. She was the cousin to Mary. Boy, hadn't God gifted us many times with family. I'm thankful for family. God believes in the family. One man, one woman will be married. She many times will conceive and bring forth a child. God is interested in the family unit in this day and this hour. She was gifted by family. Look in verse 39. She was gifted by a feeling. The Bible said, "And Mary rose in those days, went in the hill country with haste in the city of Judea, entered in the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." She is a gifted woman by family. She was a gifted woman by feeling. I love being around ladies that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Ladies, don't be filled with the world. Get filled with Jesus. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. You see, in this text, she's a gifted woman. She's gifted because of family. She's gifted because of a feeling. But look in verse 42, something happens. She's gifted by a feeling. She spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." She was a gifted woman by family, by feeling, but by feeling. In her womb, when John the Baptist was inside of Elizabeth, when he heard the salutation of Mary that is going to have the Christ child, the babe leaped in her womb. Can I tell you something? I'm glad I went to church with some women. And when they hear about the name of Jesus, something inside of them sounds off. Jumps on the inside. Can I tell you, mothers, today, it ought to be a stirring on the inside when we hear about Calvary and the blood of Jesus and the old songs that sings the old, old story. When she heard about Christ, John the Baptist leaped in her womb. And my, what feeling she had inside. It reminds me, in closing of preaching on the next couple of points. You come in here with child. Your baby hears preaching and singing for 9 months. When they're delivered, they come in the house of God. They're used to preaching and singing. And can I tell you, it's very important that you carry your baby to hear the news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here, a mother that will say no. Now watch this text. She was a goodly woman. She was a gifted woman. But I want to say something. She was a gritty woman. We need some gritty mothers in this day and this hour. You say, why do you say that? Look in Luke 1 and verse 57. And let me give you the text and the heart of the message. "Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. It came to pass that on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zacharias after the manner of his father. And his mother answered and said, "Not so, but he shall be called John." A greedy woman. I want to say she had to learn to say no about her cousins. This is what was happening in this text. When Zacharias and Elizabeth came together, they were husband and wife, they had a child. The child was born in their old age, so when it came time for her to be delivered, all the cousins came around and said, "His name shall be called Zacharias." It was a great tradition to be named after the father. It reminds me this day and this hour about a lot of traditions. But here we see Elizabeth stood up and said, "Not so. His name shall be called John." You know why she said that? Because God told her his name shall be called John. But she would say no to the cousin. You better learn, if you're going to be a Christian, how to say no to some people if God has given you a word. Now, he ought to be called Zacharias. But can I tell you, God knows more than we know. And God knows the name of all of his children. She was a greedy woman. She was a greedy mother. We see about her cousins. But look at verse 58. The Bible says this. Her neighbors came, verse 58. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy on her. And they rejoiced with her. But then they come saying, "You need to name him Zacharias." She was a greedy woman. She was greedy because of her cousin. She'd say no. But she was also greedy about saying no about a culture. You know what the culture said? Name him Zacharias. Let him be Zacharias Jr. Then when he has another little boy, let him be called Zacharias the Third. But you see, Elizabeth said no. You know, we need some women in this day and this hour that will say no, not only to the cousins or the family, but to the culture. You know something? It reminds me of this day and this hour. Culture and traditions are close together, but when it goes against the teachings of the Word of God, it is wrong. And we need some women to stand up to say no to the wrong culture. Well, everybody else is doing it. Yeah, but she said, "But we're not going to do it." It reminds me about abortion today. In our culture, we live in a very pagan, wicked society. Our culture says that abortion is okay, but God said it is murder. Give us some women that will say, "Not so," about the culture. She said, "Not so for my child." Can I tell you, Mama, you still have say-so, so sometimes you need to say no. A baby has very unique DNA. America's become a slaughterhouse of babies. But I want to remind you that every baby has a very unique DNA. They have their own identity. They have their own brain and mind. They have their feelings. And through the films that I've seen, when a lady takes and disposes of her baby because the culture says it's all right, many politicians says it's all right, but you got a preacher tell you this morning it ain't all right. America's going to pay for her sin. I think of the silent screams from that baby A unborn baby never chooses to be mutilated, but it's an accepted part of our culture. Our culture is wicked and pagan. You can't be a Christian and let society dictate to you and your family about what you're going to do. You've got to stand on the Word of God and say, not so. Hey, give us some mamas that'll say, not so. I used to have a mama. She had no problem saying, not so. A lot of you're trying to be best friends to your daughters and your children. If you want to be a good mother, learn to say no at the right time. Boy, it's quiet this morning. I'm glad. It means you matter listening. My kid's going down the Piggly Wiggly parking lot. They're hanging out. My young girl is. She's going to the Piggly Wiggly parking lot at 11 o'clock and hang out with 9 male teenagers. I doubt if they have in Bible study. We need to have some mamas that say, not so. My children go in the dress store, look like something that a harlot would wear. The mom ought to say, not so. Not so. Let your children go off any place, you ought to say, not so. We're going to follow the Word of God. And let me tell you, young people, the reason your mother will say no sometimes is because she loves you more than anybody loves you. Give us some mothers that'll say not so. She had got a word from the Lord that his name would be called John. Yet she chose to say no to the cousins, to the cultures. Verse 59, she learned to say no to the customs. Came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zacharias after the name of his father, and his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. You know, a mother most of the time has the most tender heart. You'll notice that I read where a husband's mouth was closed. I want to say this. I want to apply a spiritual application and I'm done preaching. Ladies, when your husbands can't say no, you can still say no. Not so. Now we know that God locked his jaws because he didn't believe what he told him. But now look what happens. Verse 61, they said unto her, there's none of thy kindred that's called by this name. We've got to continue this tradition, this culture. They made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was open immediately and his tongue loosed. And he spake and he praised God. Mothers, I'm going to say, there's sometimes you must say no. That's not for the good of you or our family. I don't care what all of Bowden's doing, all of Carrollton's doing, I don't care what all Washington's doing. God said his name would be called John, and that's what his name is. Give us some mothers that will say not so. Not so. You see, Elizabeth, she was a godly woman. She followed the Lord's precepts and commandments with her husband. I would say this, they had a delightful home. Yet they didn't have a child. But you know, Zacharias prayed and God heard that prayer and sent him a child. Could y'all imagine being her 1 second? Now we're going home. Just give me your mind, your imagination. We'll say, well, stricken years. I don't know how old they were, but let's say that me and Renee come in a few days and y'all look and said, well, I declare, Preacher and Miss Renee going to have a baby. They were experiencing the same thing. People talking. You know, nothing travels as fast as somebody having a baby. You know that? So-and-so's having a baby. You know, no doubt Elizabeth was sort of ridiculed and made fun of, and she hid herself 5 months. But she walked into the mother of our Lord, Mary. Mary got to telling her about what God had done in her, was bringing forth Jesus, and John the Baptist leaped in her womb. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. She brought forth a son. And you know who that son was? Is John the Baptist. Do you know he became one of the greatest preachers that ever followed Jesus? Matter of fact, Jesus said there's not a greater than John the Baptist. Mama and daddies, let me close this with this thought this morning. Not only was she a godly woman, not only was she a gifted woman, not only was she a gritted woman, but I want to say this, she was a goodly woman. Because she loved her child. Look how she led her child, but look what she left with her child. Could you imagine walking through this world and God entrusting you with a child and you raise him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and he impacts so many people because of your life? Mom and daddies, it could be no greater to see your children serving God. You're talking about leaving a legacy. If you leave them land, material, money, you know what they're going to do? They're going to spend it and sell it. But if you leave them a legacy about Jesus, that'll be something nobody can never take away from them. Miss Emily, would you come this morning? I want to thank God that I had a country mama that'd say no. I got to thanking Brother Mike about Zacharias. His mouth was closed. There's a lot of daddies' mouths are closed, and it ought to be some mama speak up and say, "We ain't doing that." Not so. They went to him and said, "Well, listen, we heard what mama said. What you say?" And he said, he wrote, "His name shall be called John," and God unlocked his jaws. See, daddies, there may be times when we can't say nothing. But mama can. Mama, you ought to purpose in your heart this morning to have the welfare of your child about you. We live in a nation, we all know this, it's become a slaughterhouse. Culture says it's fine for a man to marry a man, woman a woman. That's so foreign from the Bible. That's sin. That's wickedness. That's absolutely pagan wickedness. Boy, we need some families to say, "Not so, buddy." You know what she said? "Heck no. Ain't happening. No. You may be surprised what your no would do for your children. You may be surprised. Oh, they'll throw a fit and pout a little bit. One this morning, her mama got on her in the church. She's pouting a little bit, but she's over it by now. See, somebody's got to make decisions. And daddies, when you can't make the decision and you can't say nothing, may God give us some mothers that will. Not so. I know it's been a little unusual.